Blog Talk Radio.
Get your blog on.
Now for a break.
BlogTalkRadio.com. It's the D-Hour Show at 11 o'clock, son. D Slade on the ones and twos. New music, hot topics, plus the active food. Hey, so you might as well log on. Learn about new artists and you can get your blog on. D Slade's on the radio. BlogTalkRadio.com. Yeah, there you go.
Tomorrow morning, so that's why we're having our spot show tonight. And tonight is the Monday spot instead of the Tuesday spot. But tonight we got some great poetry for you guys tonight. So make sure you guys keep it locked, keep tuned in on the D Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy D Slate. I got my host, my co-host in the building. I got my girl Miss Fabulous.
Doing well, doing just fabulous. What's going on, world? The Hour Show. Salute to you and greetings to you, D Slate. How are you?
I'm good, Miss Fab. You know how we do it. Just sitting back, you know, relaxing and getting ready for some of these great shows we're getting ready to have throughout the rest of the week, starting tomorrow. So I'm just having fun. You know, hopefully everybody is having fun and getting ready to enjoy our show tonight and tomorrow morning, Wednesday and Thursday as well. So we got some great shows coming up.
No doubt. Excited. Told a lot of people about our upcoming debut tomorrow. I mean, I think it's just an honor and actually just ecstatic because I'm not even the major networks are able to get what we have. So, you know, D-Hour Show.
No doubt. And then I got my guy CK in the building. CK, what's good, bro?
Not much. What's going on with you? How you doing?
You already know we're getting it in tonight. You know, we got great things coming up. What's good with you, CK? What's going on?
Not much. Just hanging around, trying to fit in with everybody, trying to get in the field of the show tonight, you know. I'm excited, look forward, and glad to be on with everybody tonight.
He said he's trying to get in where he fit in, and that's what everybody needs to know as a person. You got to know where you get in, where you fit in. You fit in on the Hour Show because, you know, it's always about, you know, we get it in for the fit-ins all the time. So you fit in, the D Hour Show is the place to be. So.
Yeah, how are you going to walk in, CK, and not say hi? Dang. Hey, CK.
I was going to say hi to you. How are you doing, Miss Lady?
I'm doing fine. Just going to walk past me, walk to the microphone. Hey, just, hey, how you doing? Good morning. Nothing.
Wasn't like that. Much love to you. Much love to you.
Okay, can't go up something.
And also, you know, we got our girl in the building. My girl in the building, no doubt. The red sound RCARC.
What's going on? You know I'm going to come through and show some love. For real, though. How y'all doing?
Doing good. How are you?
I am doing great. I'm doing great. I see y'all got it popping on Monday, so I'm glad to see that.
Yeah.
That's why I'm warm and fuzzy all over.
Well, you know, we're going to get it in tonight. We got some poetry tonight. It's the deep poetry spot tonight, so we're definitely going to get it in with that. And we're going to be talking to May. Nay, the poet, is going to be joining us tonight, so we're going to be getting in with her, listening to some of her poetry. And, you know, I got some, the D-Hour show got some great poets on our roster. You know, we Miss Fabulous, great poet, wonderful poet, CK, wonderful poet. So we got some on our roster. We may get some pieces from our peoples tonight. You guys never know. You may get some, or your boy D Slate may just shock his people. I may just shock my co-host. And I might spit a piece tonight. You never know what's going to happen. I think I might spit one for my peeps tonight. So, deep poetry spot. So, we're going to get it in. No doubt. I'll give him a drink on. Now, don't listen. I'm going to take a swig before I do it. Now, I'm going to take a swig before I get it out there. Now, don't get it twisted. I'm going to take me a swig. I get some swig on. But we got a great show, we're just happy that you guys are hanging out with us tonight and joining us on the D Hour show. Make sure you guys keep tuning in to us all the time. Every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday, we're going to be getting in with you guys always. Check the social networks for the local listings and the times, but we're definitely going to be getting in with you guys. We've got some wonderful shows coming up. For this month and next month and even in August. So just keep it in and keep a lock with us. We like to call ourselves the home of the independent artists. We're all about the independent up-and-coming artists. We have some great poets, spoken word artists on the show, great independent artists, actors and actresses, comedians. We got it all. So just make sure you guys get it in and keep locked. You never know what's going to go down. And if you are a hip-hop artist, up and coming independent artist, if you're a singer, if you're a spoken word artist and you like to have your music played on the show or be interviewed on our show, all you have to do is email us at thehourshow@gmail.com. That's thehourshow@gmail.com. You can also connect with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search the keywords The Hour Show. And just for those that don't know, because we got some hits I'm about to bump for you guys real quick, but for those that don't know, the D Hour Show, we have, okay, check it, we have some incredible shows coming up in the coming this week. Tomorrow morning, 9 p.m. Mountain Standard, 11 p.m. Central, 12 p.m. Eastern, we have Bobby Brown. You heard what I said, ladies and gentlemen. King of R&B. We got the King of R&B, the 1/6 of the legendary group New Edition. Bobby Brown is going to be on with us tomorrow morning.
Sure.
So make sure you guys definitely check that out. And also on Wednesday, for Nod Your Head, on Nod Your Head Wednesday, with my girl RC and the crew, they're going to be getting it in with two live crew. Yes, they're going to be getting it in with two live crew.
Yeah. Wow.
Make sure you guys keep it up. Doodle bro. Make sure you guys keep it up. Getting it in with them. And also on Thursday, ladies and gentlemen, for Celebrity Thursday, we got my man Chi-Town native hip-hop star Twista. Twista's going to be in the building with us on Thursday, as well as singer and contestant on the hit show The Voice, Ashley De La Rosa. going to be joining us on Thursday as well. So make sure you guys get it in. You know, we got some great shows coming up for you. We got Indy up Saturday this Saturday. And so, you know, we got the Covenant Cafe coming up. We got some great shows coming for you guys, so just keep it locked and just get ready for it. You know, right now we got some music for you guys, some great hits. I'm going to kick off a couple of hits for you guys, and when we get back, we're going to be listening to some poetry. We're going to be getting in with my girl, Nay the Poet. So you guys better get ready for it. I don't think y'all ready. Right now, I got a couple of hits, and shout-out goes to I'm going to put it out there because my girl is definitely talented. She got skills, for those who know. My girl, Miss Fabulous in the building, is also a songwriter, ladies and gentlemen. And woo-hoo. She's got skills.
Hey.
She ain't got no skills. She got skills.
Skills. Go ahead.
No doubt. We're getting ready to kick off. These two songs were for the All Sheen Music soundtrack, and they were written. They were written by our girl, Miss Fabulous, and we're getting ready to give you guys a D-Hour Show world premiere of that right now, of the two songs, Daydream and Truth and Lies, right here on the D-Hour Show. We're getting ready to get it in. It's some hits. We got more hits for you guys right now. We're going to kick it off with Daydream and Truth and Lies, and when we get back, we got Nay the Poet is going to be joining us as soon as we get back. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a great show. Don't go nowhere. It's
Hey.
Daydream, I'm about to rip this song. I'm in a daydream state of mind. Imagination goes kick when I'm committing crime. Got negative thoughts in my head committing suicide. No worries and stress, don't you want to ride? Sitting on trains, I'm sitting on planes. Give me my dreams, keep your paper plain.
Well, they I'm not afraid to die.
event you're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. It's the D-Hour Show on Block Talk Radio. It's your boy, D. Slate, getting it in for the fit-ins tonight. We play all the amateur, any upcoming artists that celeb hits. You know how we do it. That was the All-Team Music soundtrack, two hit songs, Daydream and Truth and Lies, written by our very own Miss Fabulous. Yes, indeed.
Woo-hoo!
Let me go with CK, how was you feeling it, bro? What you think about it?
It's real deep. I love it. I really do like it.
Get out of here.
I'm looking for more. I'm feeling it.
You were feeling it? Oh, I'm going to give you a hug. I'm going to give you a hug. Okay.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
And just, you know, just so you guys know, I mean, I've heard them before. I love those two songs. They're incredible. It falls right under the category of that neo-soul flavor. And great music, great song. You know, our Miss Fabulous is an incredible songwriter. And all you artists out there that need some songs, you know, you better holler at my girl because she gonna hook it up for you.
Definitely, and I just wanted to say I'm a playwright and a filmmaker, and that actually came from the Oil Sheen musical soundtrack from the hit stage play Oil Sheen the Musical that took place in 2010 in Virginia. We aired at the Chrysler Museum and the Attics Theater, and those were some of the very talented featured singers, songwriters, and actors, Katrina Taylor, Michelena S. Parham. Patrina is my god sister. Michelena is my cousin and god sister. And then Latrell Reality Jones Knight. Also on the guitar was Nevis Franklin. So definitely want to say thank you. And Angeline Boyd featured on Truth and Lies. So very talented people. I had an honor to work with them.
There it is. And you know, we're going to keep on bumping it. We're going to keep on kicking them hits off. My man CK said he was feeling it. He said like an adult film, he was feeling it.
Wow. All righty then. Keep your hands where I can see them, CK. Keep your hands where I can see them, okay?
I
got my hands right here. Okay. Put them in the air and wave them. Okay.
Yeah, we have the black flag right plays too, so we have to get together. I like that.
Oh, yeah, just some collaborations. Yes, absolutely.
That's real, no doubt. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna kick it off right now for the Deep Poetry Spot. I got my piece in the building. We're going to get it in, my man CK, my girl Miss Fabulous. Right now, it's time to introduce our first guest for the Deep Poetry Spot tonight. So it's time to lower the lights, light the candles, throw the snaps up, and let's get it in for the Deep Poetry Spot tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready.
This is the Deep Poetry Spot, and I'm Isis, the goddess of poetry. Flow it free into the universe. Take things out of time and speak new languages. Leave feeling its freedom ringing in your soul. Flow it freely. No, leave that which prohibits you to be anything else but free flowing in the breeze. blow it free until your conscious freezes with zest and less stress to confine its motionless mind, dimming light till you are blind. No, let's rewind, go back in time, when it would only cost a penny for your thoughts. Now, it's a dime. Blow it free. Do not be reckless and intertwined with bottomless pits of naked minds. Be not afraid to take a peek into my mind, because only in this place and time, within the fine lines, will you find a peace of mind, and you will then be able to blow it free. Now, leave me. This is the Poetry Spot.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you. At the age of 9, she was writing, and now at 20, she has developed her, perfected her writing skills, and it's definitely her God-given gift. She performed her first poem live almost 2 years ago. She has performed at her college, Poetry Blackout, and was featured at the Move River Inn in Sacramento, California. When she takes the mic, you are mesmerized. She has a soothing sound to her voice that pulls you into her words because she speaks from the heart. This beautiful young lady also writes her own music. She's in the process of recording her mixtape as well. She is writing her first script for GPA, which is one of the fabulous poets we've had on the D-Hour show. And also Cotton, the soft-spoken poet, my girl, we've had her on the show as well. She's an awesome poet and writer, and this lady has a wonderful relationship with God as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D Poetry Spot welcome to the one and only Miss Nay, the poet.
Hey, 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 hey. Poet, poet.
Hey, Nay, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for joining us on the D Poetry Spot tonight. And big ups and big shout out to Cotton, the soft-spoken poet, for hooking us up and getting you on. Definitely big shout out to her. And I want to say thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, big shout out to Cotton. Big shout out to Cotton.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Now, my first question for you before we get into some poetry, I like to ask this of a lot of the poets that we have on the show. When you think about poetry and you think about, the way poetry was perceived, so long ago, it was almost like, people would go to a small little musical dive or a small little spot, where they play music or some type of small little cafe, and they'll have a open mic night, a poetry night, and people will go in and, start speaking poetry and, just coming from the heart. And, it was that type of atmosphere for poetry, or people were saying it to their significant others or reading it in class or something like that in certain classes in high school or college. So it was that type of atmosphere for poetry. But now poetry has blossomed. It has become a commercial genre now, especially regarding, thanks to the help of music, film, television. So poetry has a big part in culture now. So, what's your take on it, and how do you feel about the way poetry is being perceived now?
I think it has definitely evolved. Poetry is something that people really use to express. And I would say that the poetry and the spoken word, which, is like, spoken word would be the hip-hop and poetry would be the R&B. So I would say that poetry is more of the real core, the soul of the writing when you really get into it and you really express yourself.
Absolutely. I agree. I'm going to let my poets, CK and Miss Fabulous, I'm going to let them get a question in. I'm going to start with CK.
How you doing, Nay?
I'm fine.
That's good. I personally want to know what really did it to inspire you to start writing and get into your craft of what you do?
I think my craft started so young, so it was just probably like just playing around with words and wanting to be able to rhyme and sound real tight, you know. And now that I'm older, my writing has really matured. So I try to express myself through my own writing because I don't, you know, just talking, I don't really speak well, you know. So my poetry is how I really, you know, express who I am and be able to, you know, give people a feel for me. When you hear what I say and what I write, you're like, oh, my gosh, I didn't even know this girl had this in her because she don't sound like she was saying anything like that.
Wow. Yeah, Miss Fabulous, you got any questions for Nay?
Oh, absolutely. Greetings and welcome to the show. And it's definitely an honor to have another poetress, lyrical poetress on the show. I actually have two questions for you. What genre would you classify your form of poetry to be? Would it be erotica? Would it be conscious poetry? Would it be mellow or standard poetry? Or just a combination of all, name the above?
It's definitely a combination of all, because I write about all type of things. Life is just all type of things, so I can't just categorize and just write about one type of thing.
Okay. And my second question would be, out of the traditional poets like Maya Angelou, you know, Langston Hughes is not necessarily a poet, but he's a strong, influential African-American iconic writer. Who would you say previously, past, you know, currently living or non-living, inspired you the most in terms of writing and your style of writing?
Not being a poet, but I guess you could say she is, which would be Lauryn Hill.
Wow,
Lauryn
great.
Hill's writing.
Okay.
She's a professional writer.
Mm-hmm. She is.
She's wonderful.
Absolutely. I would agree. She is definitely a phenomenal writer. You know, and she's I think she's to be like as far as, you know, music or writing. You know, because when she I've heard Lauryn Hill spit poetry too. And she's an incredible poet. I've heard her speak poetry as well, so she's definitely a poet, so I think that's a really good person to want to name yourself after or to want to, you know, look up to and to be able to get your inspiration from. So I think she's really good. I think she's a really good person to want to look to as a writer and as a performer, entertainer.
Yeah.
Before we get into your poetry, tell us a little bit about the mixtape you're working on.
Well, the mixtape is actually just a combination of songs and me, like, writing real deep stuff, I guess, politics, love, anything, you know, I could think of at the time. And it's coming along. I got at least, like, 5 songs done on it. I don't know if you got the song I emailed you.
Yeah, actually, I did. I liked it. We're gonna probably get it in. We're gonna get it in on the show sometime this week to let everybody check it out. But yeah, I definitely heard it. I definitely liked it. I thought you spoke eloquently on in the song, and I thought it was really good.
Yeah, that's one of the songs that's gonna be on the mixtape.
Okay, and that's Closer, right? That's the name of the song, right?
Yeah, me on the Guapale beat.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. I was feeling it. I'm gonna give my peeps opportunity to definitely check that out and listen to the song that you did. But for right now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna go ahead and pass the mic to Nay right now. She's got 2 pieces she's gonna spit for us tonight. So it's the Deep Poetry Spot, and I'm gonna pass the mic to Nay.
Okay.
The first one
I'm gonna do is called Dear Hip Hop.
Okay,
the opposite of me was you. Mr. Elmer, I was stuck like glue.
I was all on you, to say the least, ready to study you, but you don't teach, but I'm going to preach. Life is a game. You gamble with no change, but how could you be different if you don't change? Reoccurring cycle, it stayed the same. I felt like Michael, and that's a shame, but no drugs in my vein. I'm strong with a bang, a superficial pain. You all talk, no walk, started skipping. Like a record on vacay, man, you started tripping. I guess love don't last. People just stay together. Due to your ignorance, we could have been better. Dear hip-hop, used to be the love of my life, but you done flip-flopped, and it ain't even tight. I feel brainwashed. All this music about killing and money at all costs. Why do I need to stunt and floss like I'm a boss? I'm a regular old person. I had to stop cursing. I don't understand why you act like that. What happened to the logic and telling the facts? Now you always lying, played, and all whack. I'm feeling like a robot. The music goes in, but the stupid comes out. And I don't even know what you're talking about. The lyrics are so lame, but it's stuck in my brain. It's that dang Lil Wayne. Man, hip-hop, what did they do to you? I don't think it's just me, because you're brainwashed too. You say make it rain and make love in the club, but what does that mean? Am I square? Because I don't care about being on the scene. I listen to the radio, you're always on. I nod my head, but I realize it's not a good song. But I follow along, say the lyrics out loud, heck of proud at the time. You did good on the rhyme, but now I feel like I just committed a crime. Why did I just recite this killer music like a chant? I'm so gone in my zone that I'm used to it. Drop it low, money to blow, and oh, let's do it, really got me on. And I don't even know why I'm singing this song. These songs are so pointless. Why are you saying this? Who cares about the cars you got? I sit at the bus stop making your song hot, hip-hop. We need to take a break because you made some mistakes. Maybe it's time for a divorce because you've been off course. I remember good old refugee camp. Had me feeling like a champ. Nelson Mandela strength. I could conquer. Now when I hear you, I feel like a monster. Why are you a studio thug? Cars, guns, and hardcore drugs? This is not okay. There's no way around it. I choose the positive way so I can stay grounded. The hip-hop, don't worry, I'm going to fix you one day. I propose a solution. Just stay true to what you say. I have big plans for you, hip-hop. I swear I'm going to take you places. Watch, we're going to be tight like shoelaces. We're going to travel through success and settle in and happiness. Hip-hop, just wait for me. Because me and you, hip-hop, we were meant to be. That's my poem.
I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say this before I get the reaction from my peeps. I gotta say, you know, usually when we hear poetry, a lot of times I like to spit out, you know, different lines that I've heard that just kind of caught my attention. And I gotta say, you used to be the love of my life, but you didn't flip flop. Now you ain't even tight. I'm gonna tell you right now, I love that line, and I might have to use that when I'm talking to ex girlfriends. I might have to use that.
Wow. Really?
I'm gonna have to use that. I was liking that. I like that. I was really feeling that. That was nice. That was nice. Good stuff. What you think about the first piece?
Was that for me?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I'm telling you, I had like a little mental block. I'm telling you, I'm gonna take my helmet off. I am. Definitely to play on words. Was just phenomenal, and I would probably say her style is more so like poetry, prose, and MC. I like your eclecticness, and I like your delivery, definitely. I mean, you have something that's really strong and stuck like glue. You're good. I like the word. Excellent. Outstanding. From poet to poet,
you
know it. Keep rocking.
Thank you.
Keep rocking. Yes.
CK, what you think about it, bro?
She was truly deep. I'm totally inspired. I'm always listening to everybody, anybody that's new, somebody I heard before, and I'm just loving her flow. I love the style of it. And I see where a lot of your inspiration comes into what you was doing. So I see you keep on doing your thing. I love it, really. I did.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No doubt. Now I'm going to pass the mic back to Nay, and we're going to go ahead and hear her second piece right here on the D-Hour Show, The Poetry Spot. Go ahead, Nay, do your thing.
Okay. This one is called Me. I'm bigger than myself. I just never understand it. I know there's a higher me that I always take for granted. So I say hi to the new me, and the old me just can't stand it. It always seems to creep back after I done banned it. You see, the new me has a future, but the old me has a past. The present is no question, so I don't need to ask. The answers are in front of me, Elhaj Malik Shabazz. So blended on reality that I forget the past. The people who make fun of me, I never whoop their ass. It's just the insecurity. I'm mad because they're last. But they believe it first, but I don't put them on blast. The devil is so shifty that he's developed a mask. Now some of his closest people are working for his ass. He tries to get me, but my focus stays the same. I think about God to get the evil off my brain. My mind is such an artist. It's always high soaring. An encore is required whenever it's done performing. I get a standing ovation. Thoughtfully, my mind is racing. Thoughts full of me, tripping like vacation. I just check into my mind, but I never have reservations. I don't want to win if you're saying I got to give up my soul. And I'd rather cruise if you're saying I got to roll. You never know who's watching, so you got to keep your eyes on your gold. If you leave it out for auction, then your soul will be sold. The devil is the first bidder. He may be hot, but he cold. My life is such a spinner, it's on top of the road. But if I shall be winner, I'ma lock it and load. These thoughts are on my mind, I'm about to explode. I'm living in a prison chained on top of the globe. I always had these visions that I kept on hold. Let my disposition be the reason you count me confident. I may not be built physically, but I'm not weak-minded. I'm wide open to the truth, unlike some who are definitely blinded. That's my poem.
Again, incredible piece. Great piece. I love the wordplay. And like CK said, I do see your influence, you know, your Lauryn Hill influence and your hip-hop influence in your poetry. And I love it. I like it. I think your style is very, very, you know, very natural. And I think that's a wonderful thing about a poet. You know, when you're spitting poetry, it should always come out natural and never come out sounding like you're reading or sounding like a robot when you're reading it. But the flow is masterful. I love your wordplay, and you know you're gonna do great as a poet. And I'm assuming getting into hip hop as well. So I think as a hip hop artist, as a poet, I think you're gonna do good. I think you're gonna go far. And I definitely can't wait to start playing some of your hip hop music on the D Hour show.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
Now, do you have any shout outs you want to shout out there right now?
I guess just my mom, Miss Cadden, and GTA, my sister, my brother, anybody who's listening that I told to listen. Shout out to y'all.
No doubt. Shout out to the fam for checking out my girl Nate right here on the deep spot. No doubt. And also shout out to my girl Cotton, the soft spoken poet. Man, GPA. And also, when we come back a little later for the Deep Poetry Spot, I'm gonna play a small piece from Cotton, and also a small piece from my man GPA. And then I'm gonna shock my piece. Yeah, you heard what I said. I'm gonna shock my piece, and your boy D Slater's gonna spit some poetry for the Deep Poetry Spot tonight. You heard what I said. I'm spitting it tonight.
You see my face?
I'm spitting.
Wow.
I got over a cold, so you know I'm spitting some serious poetry tonight.
So you ready, huh?
I'm ready. You know?
I'm just a shot. Yeah, I'm just a shot when they did the hologram of T-Boz and what's my guy? Tupac? Yeah. Wow.
We're gonna be getting it in. I wanna first of all, Nay, I wanna say thank you so much for joining us on the Deep Poetry Spot tonight. And as far as I'm concerned, if anybody wanted to contact you or listen to some more of your poetry or your music, where would they be able to contact you online?
You can follow me on Twitter. My Twitter is at Naola May, which is NAEOLAMAE.
Absolutely. So you make sure you guys follow Nay on Twitter. Nate, definitely send that, send your Twitter and your Facebook information to me so I can, we can follow you on that and definitely keep in touch with you. And we'd love to have you back on the show on our Indie Up Saturday show when it's time to play, start playing some of your music.
Okay, most definitely. Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me.
Yes, and Georgie, great talent.
Yeah. And as far as we're concerned, you know, myself, CK, Miss Fabulous, and the D Hour Show family, we want to say, you know, as far as we're concerned, you're always welcome on the show. You know, anytime you want to come by, spit some poetry with us and hang out and talk to us, the door is always open for you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you have a blessed night, and you keep on making that poetry. You keep writing that music. You have a great talent, and the world definitely deserves to hear it.
And don't give up. Keep perfecting your craft.
never giving up.
Absolutely, Nate. You have a blessed night, and thank you for joining us on the show.
Thank you. You too.
The D Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's the D Poetry Spot. That was the first part of our D Poetry Spot. That was my girl Nate, the poet, getting it in with us tonight. And when we come back a little bit, you know, in a little bit for the D Poetry Spot, I got a small piece from my girl Cotton, the soft spoken poet, my man GPA. Yeah, and your boy D Slade is spitting some flaming spoken word tonight. And the topic, you know, I know it tend to be the topic a lot, but I got some strong words. I got some strong feelings about it. So for all those individuals out there that like love and like to be in love and just want to know what love is, you want to know what love is? D Slate going to spit to you what love is a little later in the D Poetry Spot, and I'm going to let you guys know what I think love is. Come back on the D Poetry Spot. But for right now, I'm gonna do what we do best, and that's play some hits and play some music. We got some hits for you guys real quick. We're gonna kick it off. We're gonna start it off with my man, American Idol alum Anwar Robinson, with his hit "Come Over." I'm coming a little bit with my man Ella Scorsese with "Elevation." It's your boy D Slade, the CK. It's Miss Fabulous. We in the building. It's the Monday spot right here on the D Hour. Let's get it.
Somebody cut the lights on.
Bottle left chilling in the fridge. I'm gonna give you. humble beginnings to happy endings and everything in between. Now let me paint you a scene, a quarter pound of green and a dream. Playing teeter-totter on the beam, trying to triple up my cream. Fly ain't an option, it's a way of life. Why I got the same clothes on from last night, trying to duck the flashlight and the canines. Watch on the radio, they need to play mine.
I'm flying high.
Where the boss is at the all-star shit, higher presidential, you ballin' on a budget, tricking up your rent, look down with Purple Republic, they just like I, double L.A. Huff, heavy fuck, bitches, they fly, so Hollywood script, Rhea Margiano's, I'm on the road to success, dodging on a pothole, swerve.
I'm flying.
In order to lead, you gotta take orders given. You wanna succeed, you wanna face criticism. When nights without sleep, forgot to eat on a mission. Now my dishes consistent of 5-star restaurants. 11 Madison Park, price range off the charts. When the smoke settles, no, I never did. When you see me, guaranteed you see the evidence.
I'm flying high.
Standing on the top, seeing 2020 vision through these products. Yeah, I prophesized my spot, then I took it like a crook. Crawl turned into a wall, picked up the pacing in a book. Ran with it, took flight, hoped to never land with it. Ain't no hourglass in the sand, lyric, this is time. I'm still climbing, no signs of a roof. Aim for the stars, shoot, write my name, living proof that I'm flying high.
Slate, reading some poetry. You know, mm-hmm. And I'm going to get it in. I'm going to get it in with my peoples, absolutely. We're going to definitely get that in. I wanted to say, too, I think, Miss Fabulous, you remember when we talked about the body part dude that was mailing body parts in the mail?
Wow, super gross. Number
yeah,
sign, crazy,
this,
okay.
Yeah, this cat was, you know, he was a... You know, he was some type of, like, you know, killer or whatever. I guess he had mailed some body parts or something like that. But apparently he was from Canada. But apparently he was caught. You know, let me give you guys the 411 on that. I spoke about that a little, you know, not too long ago on the show. But I guess Luca Magnota, Canada's alleged body parts killer, was arrested in Berlin. The porn actor who Canadian authorities say sent the dismembered body parts of a student to Canadian politicians has been captured in Berlin. Police there said Magnota was arrested in an internet cafe on Monday, according to Germany's Bild newspaper. Germany police spokesperson Stefan Riddich said someone at the cafe recognized Magnota and called authorities, who took him into custody without incident. "Yes, that's me," Magnota replied when police was asked by the police if he was the man sought by Interpol. And a witness in the cafe told the German magazine that Magnota had been reading news about himself when he was arrested.
Wow.
But yeah, this cat was a Canadian porn actor. I guess apparently porn was too mild for him. So he had to kill somebody and mail their body parts to some Canadian politicians.
He got a little bored. That's before porn wasn't paying enough.
Porn wasn't paying enough for him. So he said, I'll kill somebody and mail their body parts off to somebody.
Yeah, I'm not going to feed into it. The puns say it must take an arm and a leg in order to be a porn star.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. I guess apparently some friends of his said, "Look, man, I really need a hand," and I guess he took it literally. You know what I'm saying? And he must have told him, "No doubt, I got you," and really mailed him a hand.
I used to be a postal worker a long time ago, and
I'm
telling
you now.
Yeah, you said you're a postal worker now.
I said, I know how the postal workers get out.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, I used to see everything coming through the mail, from cadavers to bees. I don't know what the bee thing was all about, but, like, every other month, people would ship bees. And sometimes they wouldn't stay put. Like, stay here until you're shipped off. And it's like they weren't feeling it or hearing it. So everything you could possibly imagine shifts. Yes.
You know what?
That's right.
You're right. You're right about that, Ms. Fab. You're right. I work for UPS in the warehouse, you know, in shipping, and I saw stuff like hamsters, crickets, cockroaches, spiders.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been some body parts rolling through there too. I don't know. But I saw all types of stuff going through there as well. And you're right. People ship damn near anything.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, wow, really?
Yeah, people definitely ship through the mail. I mean, I heard about people trying to ship themselves through the mail.
Mm-hmm.
I heard about the guy did that one. He shipped himself. He didn't have no airline money for an airline ticket, so he put stuff in the cargo and got home. I'm like, what? Really?
Right.
That's what I'm saying. The man, you know, kicked it in the little cargo and mailed himself back to the crib.
Mm-hmm. But see, I get followed for just making a purchase in the grocery store, but people get to have freeways home, really? I mean, this is what we were resorted to, really? Okay. Not fabulous.
He was at the airport. He was just like, damn, I need to get back to the crib. I ain't really got no airplane ticket. But I do got about $20. I can just mail myself back on the airplane. I could just do that.
What?
I'll fit in a nice little cargo box and make it comfy for me.
That's what I'm saying. You can just imagine how the baggage claim cats felt like when this butt naked dude came up out of the car to find the baggage walking. Nah, he. I just said that. I mean, but you can just imagine though. You know, if the dude just came up out the cargo and just walked out and just hopped in the cab and went to the crib.
Right. What part of the Queen's English does no do you not understand? I mean, really? really, yo? I mean, seriously.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for me to give my peeps what they've been waiting for. It's time for me to give them what they've been wanting. So we're going to kick off the second half of the Deep Poetry Spot. I got some pieces by my girl Cotton, the soft spoken poet, and my man GPA. And then after that, your boy D Slate is going to spit some poetry for my peeps and everybody that's listening out there right now. It's time for the D Poetry Spot on Monday Spot. Let's get it, please.
This is the D Poetry Spot, and I'm Isis, the goddess. A poetry. Flow it free into the universe. Take things down the tongue and speak new languages. Leave feeling its freedom ringing in your soul. Flow it freely. No, leave that which prohibits you to be anything else but free flowing in the breeze. Flow it free until your conscious freezes with zest. And let it stretch to confine its motionless mind, dimming light till you are blind. No, let's rewind, go back in time, when it would only cost a penny for your thoughts. Now, it's a dime. Flow it free, do not be reckless and intertwined with bottomless pits of naked minds. Be not afraid to take a peek into my mind, because only in this place and time, within the fine line, will you find a peace of mind, and you will then be able to flow it free. Now, leave me.
This is the D Poetry Spot.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's the D Poetry Spot again. Right now, I got to play a piece by my girl Cotton, the soft-spoken poet, with her piece, His Lips, right here on the Deep Poetry Spot.
His lips. Watch the movement of his lips. Listen to the sounds of whispers. His lips can't hide. They sometimes say more than the musical sounds that come out of his mouth. They softly moisturize yours, that lightly kiss the back of your neck.
His lips.
They soothe your soul.
Beautiful.
His lips. That love on every part of your body times. They quietly tell you what's tattooed on his heart. Allow him the pleasure of pressing
his lips
against yours. Now quietly listen for a moment. His eyes just noticed you're only paying attention to
his lips.
And then he gets quiet. Can you still hear him?
Beautiful.
He's beautiful.
Beautiful. He's beautiful.
Beautiful.
He's beautiful.
Softly spoken.
There it is. That was my girl Cotton, the soft-spoken poet, her piece, His Lips. I know people he's like, man, whose lips are you talking about? Look. Okay, look, Cotton, I had talked to her, and she was like, this late, I want to speak for the Deep Poetry Spot. I need a little inspiration. I said, okay. Look, I said, you can write about my lips if you want to. You know, I said, I don't have a problem with. You can write about my lips. You can tell people about my lips and stuff in your piece. That can be your inspiration. So, ladies, here it is.
You're so vain. I hope you think the performance is about you. You're so vain. Wow. I'm pregnant now after listening to that. Good gracious. Wow.
Got about 2 months pregnant.
Yes.
Right now,
wow.
We keep your peace. We get down. We're doing it for the fit-ins. It's time for the last piece. It's my man, GPA. We've had him on the show before, a phenomenal poet. This is his piece, When the Music Plays, right here on the D-Hour Show's D Poetry Spot.
I'm GPA, the Poetic Unsub. The name of this piece is called When the Music Plays. The music plays. On a midnight in a Midwestern city, a striking feminine figure garbed in nothing but black flees the scene. Upon doing so, she leaves a note upon my windshield. I see this. I retrieve it. As I open the envelope, her familiar sensual scent permeates the atmosphere. As I further unfold the letter, her killer lipstick is embedded all through the fabric. The note reads, I begin to read. She says, Dear poet, I have missed you terribly. I think about you often. Do you do the same? I certainly hope so. These days and nights have been long without you. I still believe we are meant to be together, and I cannot believe how horribly we failed. Oh well, know this still, poet. I love thee. I folded the letter and ran after her because it was signed Poetry. I'm GPA, the Poetic Unsub. The name of that piece was When the Music Plays.
Oh, there it is right there. My man GPA with his piece When the Music Plays. I heard another, you know, CK, I heard another line in that one, bro. I'm getting material. I might have to speak to him. I might have to tell a lady, look, baby, your sensual scent permeates the atmosphere when you're near. Have no fear. It is me, my dear. Now, he didn't say all that, but, yeah, he was doing it like that, though. He did a little something like that, though. I was feeling that line. I might have to use that one.
And I'm going to just have to turn away. I can't even look at the two of you all right now. It's all hot in here. Lights all low. Candles smelling. Men's candles. I can't take it. Now, when old girl made me want to call, you know, one of my old exes to see if they want to come keep me company. But now this dude right here, wow, he could tell me that I'm laid off. And I'd be like, okay. No problem.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. It's your boy, D. Slate, and I'm going to let my peeps introduce me for the D Poetry Spot. I'm going to let them introduce me because I got a piece for you guys tonight. You know, you rarely hear poetry from your boy, D. Slate, because I used to write some myself. But it's a natural night tonight, so I'm going to spit a piece for you guys tonight, and it's called Love Is.
You say Love Is?
Yeah.
Okay, can I introduce him?
Go ahead.
CK's hands is on my thigh, so I really can't. I'll go ahead and do it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen of the D Hour Show, D Hour family, audience, and listeners abroad, I bring to you the CEO of D Hour Show Radio Network and proprietor extraordinaire, but tonight he's going to grace us with one of his other many suit of talent. Ladies and gentlemen, put your ears, put your hands, and put your mind to focus on nothing but love. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you D. Slate in his poetry.
Here we go. Now I gotta give y'all my poetry voice, so here we go. The piece is called Love Is. Love is meeting you for the first time, wanting to get to know you better. Love is spending time with you talking, making you laugh or smile. Love is realizing our attraction for each other, wondering what we want to do next. Love is acting on our attraction, sharing a physical being. Love is pleasing each other every day, wondering what it means. Love is realizing our true feelings but not telling the other what's real. Love is receiving heartbreaking news but not knowing the whole deal. Love is enduring heartbreaking pain and not knowing what happened. Love is seeing each other but not speaking, trying to find our way. Love is moving on to another, but heart, mind, and soul is with the other. Love is patching the heart and finally hearing the truth. Love is true feelings, hoping they believe it's real. Love is having to have to choose, letting your heart direct the path. Love is your heart desires and letting go someone special. Love is finally knowing whom you want and never letting go. Love is two souls physically connected on the path to produce another. Love is walking down a new path, a path to be labeled parents. Love is bringing a life into this world, longing to watch them. Is being there for each other through pain, sorrow, and suffering. Love is being partners for life, now known as husband and wife. Love is then, love is now, love is forever.
Ooh.
Wow.
See, you're my boss. I can't look at you like that. Wow. It's like walking into the shower at one of your in-laws. No comment. Wow.
So there it is, ladies and gentlemen. The piece from your man, D. Slade. I have many pieces that I do every now and then, but that was one of my many pieces I like to call Love Is for the D Poetry Spot. You know, so a little something-something for you guys tonight.
That's what I call love. That was phenomenal. I'm encouraged.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It was pretty smooth, and, you know, you broke it down about what love is, so I'm digging that. For real.
Love is getting your hand off my thigh, please. Love is.
I'm very much loving it.
That's what love is.
I mean, I'm kind of like caught up right now. I just got to get myself together. Okay.
And we're back.
Well, right now, ladies and gentlemen, we go ahead and kick off some more hits for you guys real quick. I got some celeb hits for you guys right now on the D Hour Show. It's your boy D Slate, CK, and Miss Fabulous. We're in the building. Got a couple of hits before we get back, close it off with you guys for the night. And I'm going to tell you guys right now, make sure you tune into the D Hour Show tomorrow morning, 9 p.m. Mountain Standard, 11 p.m. Central, 12 p.m. Eastern. We are going to be talking to King of R&B, 1/6 of the legendary R&B group New Edition, Mr. Bobby Brown is going to be in the building tomorrow. So make sure you guys tune in tomorrow morning. Your boy D Slayton and the crew, we're going to be getting it in with Bobby Brown tomorrow. So make sure you guys check us out on Wednesday evening. The Nod Your Head crew is going to be talking to the old school rap legends. 2 Live crew is going to be in the building, as well as Thursday for Celebrity Thursday. We are going to be getting in with Chicago hip-hop star Twista and singer and contestant from the hit TV show The Voice, Ashley De La Rosa, is going to be in the building as well. So make sure you guys keep it locked. Right now, it's my man. We had him on the show a couple days ago. He kicked it with us. My man Keith Murray with his hit, This Thing in This World. And after that, we got my girl Latasha, formerly from Escape, with her new hit single, Bad Timing. This is our show, Blog Talk Radio. Let's get it.
Vocabulary too, all the history. new. You're through. I'm interplanetarian like Doctor Who. So who? Wanna get tripped on, word is bone. I'm kicking around since the AM vote just wrong. Now Quincy, but I'm back on the block and not selling crack. I'm coming in with the fact, but flows and tracks. So what you saying, Black? With all that yakety yak. My order back, can't be beat with back. I'm saying, I eat everything up on the menu and bend you and send you swaying to be continued. The most beautiful thing in this world is just like that. In a moment, opponents and suspects caught up in the resuscitation, rain in the text. Least I speak, my concepts freak. The itch me, sunspeak, funk things to speak. Now that shit is in the open, I'm open, poking, scoping, waiting for the next nigga to get open on and break them down like an organic compound. That's the way of the world as the earth goes round. Now, how the fuck you sound? I represent my clique like a faux pound. You better pack your leather dope for medication for the shaking meditation from the earthquake and shit that we be making up a faking. I can sound for my crown clown, taking the membrane of a encyclopedia brown. Speaking of funk in any throwdown, why you sing the sound of it? But the most beautiful thing in this world is just like that. Down. Now when I'm on the microphone, I roll through zones. But don't be trying this shit at home. No matter what race, creed, color, help my heart. I come cleaner than J-Roo and damage your amateur. I'm trying to prove facial disorder to cut. I'll assassinate your character's caliber. I channel my anger from the double-edged banger and turn it to the microphone strangler. So stop trying to see where your eyes can follow. Say goodnight to the world and goodbye to tomorrow. You're raving cut, so it's so much you get butt. But not to the fuck with joys they like. For eternity, through infinity, I eternally get in you. The most beautiful thing in this world is just like that.
Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy, D. Slade. It's the Monday spot. Got a pizza in the building. My co-host, CK, my girl, Miss Fabulous. We're getting it in with you guys tonight. Getting it in for the fit-ins. We play all the amateur indie upcoming artists and celeb hits. That was my girl, Latasha, from the group Escape with her new hit single, Bad Timing. Before that was my man Keith Murray with his hit, The Most Beautifulest Thing in This World. My peeps, CK, Miss Fab, how was y'all feeling Latasha's new hit joint?
Well, I want to say that it sounds a lot like her historical work, and I am a huge fan of Escape, and I actually had the opportunity to do a stage play with her sister, Tamika Scott, some years ago. So they're incredibly talented women, and I'm looking forward to them possibly wanting to do a reunion, maybe tour or album or something. But that was really, really dope. And it's great to be still, you know, expected, but traditional, but yet have a spin on your work. So I love it. I really do.
Absolutely. CK, what you thought about it, bro?
I totally agree. I'm just trying to find out where can I get the CD at.
Well, you know, I got my peeps. As soon as I get the music from my peeps, I'm definitely gonna let my peeps check it out. Because like I said, I heard this and you know one of the other singles as well, and I think her new album is gonna be awesome. It's gonna be great. So I'm definitely feeling the new single. And, you know, much love and respect to Latasha. And I thought she was definitely my favorite with the Escape group as well. So, you know, she's incredibly talented. So I'm looking forward to hearing some of her new music. Now, Miss Fabulous, tell us about what's going on, you know, before we get out of here. Tell us real quick about what's going on with the film festival.
Well, actually, this weekend, June the 7th through the 9th, I will be in the Greater Hampton Roads area, Norfolk, Virginia. Woo! Home to the largest military base in the world.
There
we'll be having the fifth annual Mid-Atlantic Black Film Festival, which is extremely infamous and also well-respected and anticipated year after year. The film festival pretty much incorporates screenings, panel discussions, networking, industry type things. My film, Women Who Wear Blue Jeans, G-E-N-E-S, is actually going to screen on Saturday, June 9th at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then also following that at 1800 hours, 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, we will be engaged in a women's panel, women's empowerment panel rather, entitled She's on the Move. And I'll be featuring a former writer of Essence magazine along with one of the local correspondents who is inside the Steve Harvey Morning Show, Coco Butter. So I'm ecstatic. I'm looking forward to meeting other like minds, getting some, you know, ideas and things of that nature. And tomorrow we'll be via satelliting, interviewing the king of R&B from New Edition. That's right, no other than Mr. Bobby Brown. So that is considered to be the Apollo of the South. So I'm ecstatic, I'm excited, and I really, really can't wait to be a part of the Mid-Atlantic Black Film Festival 2012.
There it is. And make sure you guys definitely check it out and check out the film festival if you guys are in the Virginia area. It's going to be phenomenal. And with my girl Miss Fabulous involved, you can best believe it's going to be phenomenal. I tell you, I work around incredibly talented people, so best believe she's going to be doing her thing. CK, bro, real quick, you got anything coming up, any events going on?
Next Saturday in St. Louis at Forest Park Community College, we have the Real Men Cooking Celebration for Father of the Weekend. I'll be performing one of my newest pieces there. It's from 2 to 6. Everybody can come out. It's like $20 for adults. 5 and under is free. I'll bring up some more again soon. But that's pretty much about it right now. I'm working on releasing two more books right now. I got My first book is a love poetry book called Passion is Love Poetry. And then my other book will be called Open Book, The Writings of Christopher Kaiser. So, like, collections of stuff I wrote from a kid to now. So, like, my style has evolved.
There it is. Yes, it's did. He's involved into what we know as the special brother that kicked us on our show, CK. So make sure you guys definitely check that out. Well, it's the grind. It's the one. Go ahead, Miss Patty.
Yeah, I'm sorry to interject. I negated to include that definitely check out on, if you're on the social networking site, check out my new page, Miss Fabulous of the D Hour Show page, and like my page because everything that we're doing on the show is going to be disseminated along with some other interesting facts and so forth. So I do apologize for, you know, because I'm just so taken by your love is form. I got ecstatic, you know, above myself, so... Yes, definitely check that out.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight on the Monday Spot. Tune in tomorrow, 9 a.m., 11 a.m. on the Central, and 12 p.m. Eastern. Mr. Bobby Brown is going to be in the building with us, so make sure you guys check us out. Please enjoy the rest of your night. It's the D-Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy DK, D Slate, CK, and Miss Fabulous in the building. We got to get on up out of here. Hey, we will see you guys in the morning with my man, Bobby Brown. People, please enjoy the rest of your Monday night. It's not a manic Monday. It's a magic Monday. It's your boy D
Slate.
We got to get on up out of here. It's your boy D Slate, CK, and Miss Fabulous. We'll see you guys next time. Please check us out tomorrow. It's going to be absolutely incredible. We'll see you guys. Enjoy your night.
Take care.
Good night.
Tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet. Giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs, so yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. And 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the D-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship. The hottest station, show. We love the underground artists. Yeah.